In case you're still wondering, Salman Rushdie does indeed blaspheme Islam. He also blasphemes Maggie Thatcher's England, and he's not very nice to V.S. Naipaul. The satanic verses means to be entirely blasphemous. It's one of those all-or-nothing metafictions, a grand narrative of history, religion, literature, and pop culture, full of Hindu cycles and Muslim dualisms, post-colonial identity crisis and modernist pastiche, Bombay bombast and stiff upper liposuction, Babu baby talk and ad agency jargon, cinema gossip, elephant masks, pop jingles, bad puns, and kinky sex. A sort of Sammy and Rosie Get Laid in Doris Lessing's The Four Gated City, from which the Sly Boots author god tiptoes away with a cannibal grin. "Who, me?" he says. Although Rushdie's principal characters, Saladin and Gabriel, were both born in Bombay, they are two different kinds of Indian actor. Saladin left home to marry the fair Pamela, co-star in a popular English children's television program called The Aliens Show, and do voiceovers in commercials for everything from ketchup to garlic-flavored crisps. He is a mimic man. Gabriel stayed home to star on the big screen and in various bedrooms. He has played the god parts in low-budget Indian movies known as theologicals. He is an imposter. The mimic man and the imposter fall out of the sky when their plane from Bombay to London is blown up by Sikh terrorists. Landing in Sussex, they've undergone a metamorphosis. Saladin is turned into a goat. Maybe he's really Shaitan, the devil. Anyway, in Thatcher's England, with his horns and tail, he looks like every wog, and they lock him up in a jail for illegal immigrants. Gabriel, on the other hand, acquires a halo. Either he's the Archangel Gabriel, or Azrael, the agent of God's wrath, or he's crazy. Anyway, he has bad dreams, and these dreams are what got Salman Rushdie into trouble in India, Pakistan, South Africa, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt, because in them the prophet, called Mahound instead of Mohammed, may speak to the devil instead of to Allah, and his faithful followers like to cohabit in a brothel with prostitutes named for the prophet's wives, and the Koran is fiddled with by the prophet's secretary, quote, a bum from Persia, whose name, surprise, surprise, is Salman. Too much attention's been paid to this part of the satanic verses, and not enough to the parts about race riots in modern England, the hatred of women in history, the triumph of the machinery of images in movies, television, and advertising over ancient myth and classical literature and political science, the displacement and deracination of the modern intelligence in a world of permanent migration and mindless hybridizing, the loss of self and the death of love in a time without roots or decency. We are all an aliens show. I haven't time to describe the many games that Rushdie plays inside this enormous seriousness, nor even to complain that Gabriel isn't as interesting as he ought to be, and we could use a lot more of Saladin's Bombay girlfriend. Verses is messier than Midnight's Children and Shame, the novels in which Rushdie did to India and Pakistan what he's trying here to do to England. But this messiness just happens to be more interesting than all the neat little novels I have to read between Rushdies.